Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechet Zerach in Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is going to learn Beschos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezai Chedavan Jerziv Gahal Gon Bikarav Mamesh. We can use cause in situations where a person was Makdash Rastei Echuza, but it was not when Yovel is Naig, and therefore the way the redemption process works is that there's simply an open auction for everyone. First, we give the owner himself, who was Makdash it, the opportunity to redeem it, but then it gets open to everyone. So here the Mishnah tells us, Amar Echad, let's say one fellow says, Harishli Be'aser Slaim, I'll pay 10 for it, Vechonim Be'aser, another one says 20, Vechonim Be'shleshim, another says 30, Vechonim Be'arbaim, a fourth guy says 40, Vechonim Be'chamishim, another says 50. And then what happened? Chazer Be'shel Chamishim. So imagine you have somebody standing up there on the podium and he says, okay, we're going to be selling this field. Who wants to put in the opening bid? And one fellow says, I'll give 10. He says, 10, 10. Do I hear any other number? 10 going once, 10 going twice. Then another fellow picks up his hand. He says, I'll give 20, 20 Tzemer Shtemol. Then another guy says, oh, 30. He says, oh, 30 Tzemer Shtemol, 30 Tzim Svetimol, 30 Tzim. Nope, and 40. And everyone gets all involved in it. So finally we're up to 50. And then what happens? Chazer Be'shel Chamishim. The guy who had said 50, he backs out. He says, you know what? I don't want it for 50. Mashkim Nechasim Ad Eser, we take from his Nechasim up until 10. We'll explain this in just a moment. Let's just continue reading. Chazer Be'shel Arbaim, then the 40 fellow backed out. Mashkim Nechasim Ad Eser, we take from him also up until 10. Chazer Be'shel Shleishim, then the 30 fellow backed out. Mashkim Nechasim Ad Eser, we take from him up until 10. Chazer Be'shel Esrim, the 20 fellow backed out. Mashkim Nechasim Ad Eser, we take from him up until 10. And let's say Chazer Be'shel Esser, even the 10 fellow backed out. Meichern Oysa B'Shavya, we sell it for its value. B'Shel Esser, Esamoysar, and we take payment from the 10 fellow for the remainder. And what's happening over here is as follows. When there's just a regular auction, not for Field of Hektish, there's an auction about whatever it is, and a person says, I'll give 20, another says 30, so on and so forth, they can back out from that. Why? Because there's no kinyan, nothing officially halachic took place, so the words that the person spoke that he'll give 10 or 20 or 30 are allowed to be taken back. He could be chazer from that. However, when we're dealing with Hektish, there's something called amirasei legvaya kemesirasei lehedyet. When a person simply says that he's going to give something to Hektish, it's as if he actually gave something over to a regular fellow. And therefore, when we have our five fellows saying 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, just that simple amira, that statement of theirs, is already mechayev them to pay it. So when the 50 fellow backs out, he's already chayev 50. And that means that right now, Hektish is losing 10 because we still have a person who had said 40. So Hektish is for sure going to get their 40. And that's what Mishnah means when it says, Mashkin Menchasav ad Eser. Since the 50 fellow backed out and Hektish is now losing 10, so we're going to take 10 from Mr. 50 and we're going to add that to the 40, which is going to be paid. But then if the 40 fellow backs out, so that means he's causing Hektish to lose out on another 10, because again, we still have somebody who had put in the bid of 30, but from 40 to 30 is 10, so we're going to take 10 from 40, so on and so forth. And now when the last person backs out, when the person who had said 10, he says, you know what, I don't want to give anything, that's what Mishnah told us, then Meichern Oysa B'Shavya, which means the Gizbar of Hektish just asks for another bid, and let's say a person says, you know what, I'll give 5, so he pays his 5, but that means that the last fellow who backed out, who had said 10, now caused the loss of 5 for Hektish, so we collect that remaining 5 from him. We have another din. Habaylam Ayrim Basrim, the original owner who was Makdashit, said that he'll give 20. V'chol Adam Ayrim Basrim, and somebody else says that he'll give 20. Habaylam Kadmin, the original owner, he comes first. Ibn Shem Masifim Chaimish, because they have to add on a fifth. Remember, we mentioned this in the previous Mishnah, that when the owner himself redeems his own field that he was Makdash, he has to add on a fifth to its value. So it turns out that even though two people are saying the same amount, they're both offering 20, since the owner has to add on a fifth, Hektish is going to gain more from the owner, and therefore they give it to him. And actually, we continue with the same case onto Mishnah Gimel. Amar Echad Arei Shli Be'Esrim Ve'Echas. Let's say a different fellow said, I'm going to give 21. So the owner said, I'll give 20, and somebody else said, I'll give 21. Habalim Noisim Esrim Ve'Sheish, the owners have to give 26. And that's because if you look at the total amount that the owner is going to have to give, that's 25. He pledged 20, but then again, he has to add on a fifth, so he's going to give 25. And since his 25 is more than the 21 that was pledged by somebody else, the owner wins. The problem is, though, the core amount, that's called the Karen, the original amount that the second fellow pledged was 21, and that means that there's technically a loss of 1 of the Karen, of the original amount, to Hektish if we're going to go with the owner's amount of 20. Therefore, the owner is forced to add another 1 onto his total, so that's a total of 26. And we see this with all subsequent numbers. Let's say another fellow says, Basim Shtaim 22, so Habam Nesim Esim Sheva, the owners have to give 27. Basim Shalish, if someone said 23, Habam Nesim Esim Shmaina, the owners have to give 28. Basim Va'arba, if someone said 24, Habam Nesim Tisha Va'esrim, the owners have to give 29. Now, let's say Bechamisha Va'esrim, somebody pledges 25, here as well, habaylim nosim shloishim, the owners have to give 30. And the reason for this, explains the Gemara, is because we're actually talking about a situation where the owner didn't pledge 20, he pledged 20 and a little bit. Imagine somebody saying $20 and 10 cents. So it turns out that the $20 that the owner pledged really is a total of 25, because again, he has to add on a fifth. And then another fellow pledged 25, so those two amounts are exactly the same. But since the owner himself had pledged a little bit more than 20, $20 and 10 cents, so he actually has to pay a little bit more than 20, and therefore not only does he have to pay his 20 plus his fifth, which is 25, he now has to add on the extra 5 that the other fellow pledged. Now the Mishnah explains all the previous rulings of why he has to add on this 1 or 2 or 3, so he's giving 26, 27, 28, 29, or 30. That's because he doesn't have to add on another fifth onto that which the other person had overbid him. And again, this is what we've been explaining the entire time, that when the owner pledged 20 and somebody else pledged 21, so the owner has to pay his 25 that he originally was going to pay, and he just has to add on 1 in order to match up with what the other fellow had upbid him, but he doesn't have to add on a fifth to that 1. Now let's say, Amar Echad Arishli Basim Vashesh, one fellow said, I'll pay 26 for it, but remember the original owner's bid was 20, so with the added fifth, it's a total of 25. So here, Imratzo Bailam Litein Shleshim Echad a dinner, if the original owner wants to give 31 and a dinner, so Bailam Kadmim, the original owner is able to do that, but Vimlav, if not, he doesn't have to, Amrim Higiyascha, they could say, okay, you've got it, meaning the fellow who outbid the owner and he bid a total of 26, he wins the auction. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey, on to discuss a different type of hektish. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.